Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Almost Shabbat Shalom, but not quite. And I make the point that it's almost Shabbat Shalom, but not quite, because this is what we're about to do is a concert, not a service. So I want you to be listening to this with the eye, with the way that you participate in hearing a concert. And that means, among other things, it's okay to applaud at the end, which you can do. And I'm saying that not only because I'm fishing for applause, which of course I am, but because you listen differently when you hear music, knowing it's okay to applaud at the end. So this is a concert. So what kind of concert is this? Well, last fall, and I don't remember exactly which week it was, but sometime after Parshat Vayera last fall, week or two after, somewhere in there, it was after a bar bat mitzvah here, and we were in the social hall, and I was sitting at the same table with the rabbi, and at that point, that was right around the time that I was starting to think about writing a piece of music for this celebration. And so I asked the rabbi, I said to the rabbi, what might be an appropriate text to set for this particular celebration? And he thought for a moment, and he mentioned the first verse of Parshat Vayera, which is the one that you have in your program, if you all got a program. And it is a verse that is interpreted in Midrashic sources as indicating that Abraham was sitting in his tent with open, his tent was open in the heat of the day. And why would he be doing that? Well, actually, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, what was he doing sitting there? According to the rabbis, he was sitting there because he had only recently been circumcised. And for those who went through that as adults, I don't know, but there are people who went through it as adults tell me that that would definitely cause you to sit for a few days afterward. So he was sitting there recuperating from this, but the sides of the tent were open and he was watching outward so that, according to the rabbis, so that he could see if there were travelers approaching and invite them in. And this is the quintessential expression of Jewish hospitality, which is a great Jewish value, that we should be hospitable. So, you know, the rabbi was suggesting this might be a very appropriate text for this kind of celebration. I certainly thought that was a good idea. So I started playing around with it. Now, if those of you who know Torah Trup, and many of you in here have taken Mora Judy's Torah Trup class, some adults as well as kids, right? There's some adults here who have taken it as well. So you'll recognize some of these things if you look at your program. I'm just going to do the trup for the first few. Ma pa pashta katon tibcha nachta. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Well, if you do that a little differently, same notes but with a little bit of rhythm and with the appropriate chords, it turns into a melody. So this piece is based on the trup. And in fact, we're going to introduce it with Judy singing it because that's, you know, partly at least, one of the little hidden messages in there is she's the one around here, one of the people around here who teaches trup. So she's going to be starting this off by singing that particular verse in trup. Then what develops from that is actually a commentary on liberal Judaism. This whole piece is a commentary on liberal Judaism. How is that the case? Well, I'm not going to give you everything I wrote in the program notes. You can read the program notes. But in sum, what we're doing here is grafting together elements that are deeply rooted in tradition, both musically via the trup and textually via the text. And then we're grafting that together with modern elements. It's going to start with renditions of the text that are, would be perfectly at home in any Orthodox synagogue. It's going to be choral. It's going to be in Hebrew. There aren't going to be any instruments initially. That's the sort of thing that could happen in any very traditional synagogue. But then instruments are going to come in. Now, if you're doing instruments and it's Yanta for Shabbos, Toto, we're not in an Orthodox shul anymore. Right? So we've introduced liberal elements. When I say liberal, that's, you know, Reform is the senior branch of liberal Judaism. Conservative is also considered liberal Judaism and came after Reform. So these things are coming into the music when the instruments come in. Then all of a sudden the voices come in, but they're singing English. the vernacular for us here. So again, another element of liberal Judaism. Then there is a brief section when Mark will be singing the connection that introduces the Midrashic interpretation of this text. In other words, the connection to the idea of hospitality, embodied in the words, come inside. And then the whole thing turns into a much more modern kind of tune. Bess will be singing the solo. And after she has sung that and the choir has responded a couple of times, all of a sudden the instruments are going to come in with the original truck melody, slightly modified, but based on the truck. So you'll hear that all of a sudden entering when the instruments, when the strings come in. After the come inside stuff has started, that's the moment when all of a sudden we're reintroducing the original trump melody. Now watch the altos when that occurs. They're the women over there. When that occurs, suddenly the altos will get a brilliant idea. And they'll start singing the original trump in Hebrew at the same time as the Midrashic text is going on in English with instruments. Does that sound like liberal Judaism? That's the idea. So that's basically what's going on here. Before we actually get into it, I just want to give some thank yous. First of all, thanks to the rabbi, of course, and to Mark Leopold, who are very supportive of music around here. And of course, Mark actually sings a lot of it. But it's really wonderful being part of the music program at Temple Sinai. And I want to thank the board for also being supportive of that. I want to thank all these people in this choir who are phenomenally wonderful people. And in doing that, I want to invite all of you to join us, or maybe not all of you, but some of you, especially those of you who like to sing. We are always looking for new people. We especially need more men, but we are delighted to get more women as well. One of the subtitles of this piece I thought I might put on the program was, you know, come inside, women singing tenor. We have intrepid women back there singing tenor. But it'd be great to have some men singing tenor and bass as well, some additional men singing tenor and bass. It's not difficult to do. You don't have to read music. It's certainly a plus if you do, but you don't have to. You don't have to read Hebrew. All the texts are transliterated. You don't have to be Jewish. You just have to be interested. So please, if you want to join us, this is a great time to do it. Our first rehearsal for High Holiday Choir will be a week from this coming Monday. The rehearsals may actually end up on Wednesdays rather than Mondays. This is news to the entire choir except one. But we'll find out. We'll see about that. But in any case, the first one will be on Monday, June 12th. So thank you all. Please turn off cell phones, beepers, pagers, and things that go bump in the night. And thank you all. We'll get started.